All right, good afternoon, and thanks, Wes. Let me get started on this. It looks better up there than it does on my screen. So maybe I won't mess up anything, but quality of 2019 crop, of course, you all know where it's being classed, but we still got a little ways to go. In fact, I told them this morning, it may be more like 18-7 before we're through. Jens keep finding some cotton. I think Chuck was over in South Carolina and went up to Virginia the other night, and farmer kept finding some modules and stuff, and also he's going to raise his estimate the second time. So overall, 19.3, which would go to about 19.4, Pima's about 675,000 of that we estimate. These are physical bales now, not statistical bales. And this is where the cotton's produced. You can tell how much impact the drought and all of the zeroed out cotton in Texas had on impact. Texas was 50-55% almost percent of the cotton 3 years ago, and has dropped down now below 40% in the southeast. So that, you know, the reason I show this is so you know how this fiber quality can play an impact on the overall U.S. average on some of these quality factors. 88% this year, just nothing but color grade, was 41-32 color or higher, which is better than last year, but it's not as high as some of the other crops. But I do want to show you later on as we move on, remember what I said on this 88%, because we do, when you start looking at entire bales, this crop has got a lot of good high-quality features. Improved in all the areas from last year, of course. We all know how wet it was last year, and the southeast was really impacted, so the color grade moved up considerably. And the same goes for this 31 color. This again is nothing but just 31 color, no leaf, staple, or anything. Well, it doesn't look like that high quality of crop until we get to looking at some of the other values that goes along with it. And I'll just go ahead and say, like some of these years where we had maybe 60% 31 color grade, well, a lot of those 31s may have had a 2.8 or a 3.0 mic. So, or they, you know, may have had a lot of bark in it or something. They may have had some restriction that prohibited them from being a high quality marketable cotton. This is the southeast and the mid-south compared. Again, 31.3, 35, 35, 49 mic, no extraneous matter. And you can see what a jump both the Mid-South and Southeast are, over 40%. Oh, let me back up. This is just 31 color, I'm sorry. Forget all the other quality factors on it. It's just comparison of the 31 color and higher in the Southeast and Mid-South. I will get to that in a minute. Getting ahead of myself. And then Texas. Texas is still, though it's lower than most years, it's still about 60% 31 color grade and higher. We had a lot of 22s, 32s, even quite a considerable amount of 12s early in the crop. Average leaf grade is improved. Last year, I guess, was more of an exception. It's getting back close to what's norm for about a 3 average. Improved in all regions. Even though the Mid-South, I was talking to Frederick there earlier, I said the leaf improved a little bit this year, but still, you know, when you got a 3.5, you're going to have a considerable amount of 5 leaf. So let me move on. Here's your 5 and lower. So your Southeast was a little over 5%. The Mid-South, even though it improved from almost 20% 2 years ago, we still have about 13% or so, 5 leaf and lower in the Mid-South. And that extraneous matter, of course, is through last Thursday. It's pretty typical. Some of the tail-end cotton tends to have a little bit more, so you might see this number. I doubt if we'll see it rise as high as that last year's was. So Especially when they start getting some of that late Arizona cotton and stuff. Now it has, rude cotton. It'll be a lot of bark in that. All right, here's the plastic that... this is number of bales that were actually outturned. It's not the number that we call, but that's how many will show up in the U.S. crop. These are after they've been reviewed, the originals, and then after review. So this year it was 4,305 as of the 5th. It's only been 572 called. I've been curious about those five. I think three were in one office and two in another. If they were back-to-back bale numbers and stuff, and I'm going to have to research that later to see. There's how many we've called by-classing office with Corpus Christi, the most, 1,555. And the breakdown, as Darrell mentioned earlier this morning, it's very similar to last year, the 60-some percent. The yellow plastic, and the next being the pink Modu wrap. The original class this year has been 4716, okay? So the difference in that, what is that, 408, you know, have been reviewed and removed. And the rest of your number of bales called with extraneous matter, prep, of course, bark is generally the highest one across the country. Now over to the mic. The mic was a little higher on average this year than the last 3 or 4 years. Strength was considerably higher than it's been the last 3 or 4 years, and highest. This is ever since we've been 100% HVI, it's a high strength. You know, it may drop off a tenth or so, but with 17 million bales already in the population, it's not going to drop much. Maybe a tenth. The strength was either equal to or higher in everywhere but the far west, and that's not significant difference there, just about a tenth difference. Staple's been relatively flat for at least the last 4 years, and 36.5 average for the U.S., and the Southeast has been identical. The Mid-South dropped back last year, then increased a little this past season. But the West Texas was considerably, the Oklahoma cotton's still pretty long and strong, but the West Texas is where we saw the shorter staple this past year. And I think this slide here, you'll see what I'm talking about there. In La Mesa, we had so far over 25%, 33 staple and shorter. And that's a far cry from, the 10, 12% it's been the last 3 or 4 years. And Lubbock has been like around 6% at the most, and they've had 15% short staple. So, there's a U.S. average again from the time that we began 100% HVI. Well, I put this next. I've never put uniformity on my quality presentations before, but since we've got the group and some more is going to speak about length uniformity, I thought, well, I'll put it on there. And this, if you look at this, is why I've never put it on there. Because when you go across 20 years, it's really pretty flat. We had an 80.5 1 year, and then we had 3 or 4 years of 81.3. Most of the time it's been right around 81.2, 81.1. So even though the staple's been getting a lot longer, the uniformity has really stayed pretty flat. Maybe that's what they're going to talk about. I don't know. None of them have discussed it with me, but that's okay. But here it is by region. It is a little bit surprising, Mid-South the last 4 years, at 82, 81.8 there that 1 year, last year, since her staple was shorter, it makes sense that her uniformity may have gone down, but it's as high a uniformity as the Western growth. Here's what I was talking about earlier. You saw me show that about the 41 color and it being down. But when you look at base quality, bales that compose all the factors of base quality, that presents the second highest we've had the last few years, and it could catch it before the year's over. We're still classing some pretty high quality if you look at the market news quality report and stuff every day. A lot of offices are running predominantly 41, 4, 36, 37 staple and longer. Some of this cotton's maybe been in a module for about 3 months, so. But some of that we've graded recently, the color's held up on it real well, so it looks like it's been under good conditions. So this now, where I made a mistake while ago on the just 31 color, this is the 31-3-35, no extraneous matter. And again, you can see the Mid-South and Southeast. The Mid-South made a tremendous climb. They're all the way from 5% up to over 30%. And the Southeast, from about 18% to 30%. And, of course, a lot of this was out of the Corpus Christi territory. The Texas crop has also increased from about 30 to almost 40% this year. I started tracking it at the, about the time the Mid-South got started, because we'd been noticing Corpus Christi day after day how high quality their crop was. So each week, and this is not the individual week, it's the season to date to that week. So, you know, 5th of September, it was everything had been classed through that day. But you can see it gradually that high quality starting to drop down. But it held on to over 50% until you got up to about the second week of November. So in those weeks there, you started seeing it. I don't know, it seemed like I emailed Harrison the week it dropped below 50%, some nationwide. But this is what your farmers are all interested in, is the bottom line. You know, this is using the CCC premiums and discounts and what the state averages are. Now, this was back a week or so ago, so it could change a little bit between now and. But the Kansas was the low one, and, of course, New Mexico's high. California's probably pretty, 426. If you look at Virginia there at 296, that may explain. I don't know how many of you have seen that cotton grower report, you know, on the acres, but they showed an increase in acres in Virginia with their yield and 300-point average. You know, some people made some pretty good money on cotton there this year, so. In 3 years, this is pretty busy and stuff and all, but the main thing I want to show you was the trend. The blue line is last year, and see how it pretty much follows below, you know, trails below the 2017 and 2018 crop almost every year. But the big reason that when you get on to the last line here, that the U.S. at 140 average, the big reason for that is when you back up to Texas. And you see in 17, they were 1 point was all the Texas crop average. 18, it was, it looks like 10. And then this year, 61, that 61 points with 6-7 million bales makes a lot of weight to impact our final U.S. average there of going from 23-point average last year to 140. I didn't put anything on Pima because I don't know. I didn't figure there'd be very many Pima producers in here.